Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Art Chung. Coming up, we've got a creepy quiz for our VIP, Neil Gaiman, about Gilbert and Sullivan. But first, let's meet our next two contestants, Ty Lazauskas and Casey Zakharoff. Casey, you are obsessed with squid. I also love squid, but you study it for...
I do, for my PhD.
For your PhD! Squid, I need a squid fun fact.
Squid fun fact. So squid can actually differentially control the color of their bodies so that they can communicate different messages to the other squid on either side of them. So they can, say, make one side of their body dark and the other side of their body splotchy so they can communicate different messages as they swim alongside each other.
Right. They're two-faced. Cool. That is cool. Ty, you work at National Geographic TV.
Yeah.
For a cool show.
Yeah. I work on a show called Brain Games in the art department. So recently I was late to one of my friends' going away parties because I was like, I need to figure out how to make this magic chocolate puzzle work. I'll be late. I'm sorry. So that's what being in the art department is like, sad, lonely.
So in this game, what we've done is we've mashed up names of fictional comic, sci-fi, and fantasy characters with a medical disease or condition. It's like a hypochondriac's Comic-Con.
I'm not that kind of biologist.
So you have to tell us the name of the made-up ailments. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, for an example.
So if we said, this beloved robot caught a lung disease riding outside Luke Skywalker's X-Wing fighter, you'd say, R2-D2-berculosis. That's exactly what you would say.
Yeah. That's what you would say, because that's the right answer. And here is a hint. The name of the character will be first, followed by the disease or condition. That'll help you out a little bit, but probably not very much.
Yeah, why not?
Good luck.
A certain Belgian comic character couldn't hear the barking of his dog, Snowy, because of that persistent ringing in his ears. Casey.
Tin-tin-tin-tinnitus.
Yes, exactly. Tin-tin-tinnitus. Yeah.
Rogue is actually happy that she can't touch her mentor's itchy red rash, though he claims it is just chafing from his wheelchair.
Casey. Professor Eczema?
That's right.
It's a good one, right?
It's great.
Yeah, his danger room is just an itchy sweater.
He hears all the thoughts of people judging him for the red skin.
And he tries, go get me Neosporin. Yes. Yeah, that sounds whole life. In this bit of racy Star Trek fan fiction, Deanna Troi picks up this sexually transmitted disease after a wild weekend with the members of Lieutenant Worf's race. Casey.
Klingonorrhea?
Yeah.
That's bad. It's very bad. You do not want to get that.
I know. You're horrified, right, Ty? You're horrified.
I had nothing. I was like, red shirt syphilis? I had nothing.
The TARDIS may be bigger on the inside, but I can still hear its owner suffering from this form of pertussis.
Dr. Whoopingcough. So that just made my life a little bit.
Yeah.
You do have a TARDIS on your shirt. That's a little...
With a squid attacking it.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves' character in The Matrix may have been the one, but those triple helpings of dessert sure didn't help his chronic weight problem.
Ty. Morphe-obesity? Oh, no. I'm... knee-obesity.
Knee-obesity is correct.
All right, this is your last question. One of the reasons Dave wanted him to open the pod bay doors was this special kind of bad breath exhibited by the Discovery One's onboard computer. Casey.
Halitosis.
Exactly. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
That was one tough game. And Casey, well done. We'll see you in our final round.